you saw the Tai Chi self-defense. You saw all these self-defense in there. I mean, well, I hate to tell you this, and that is, I mean, if you were there with me, plus a fallen friend sitting next by us watching that box of Bay Toys, Jesus, we will be so embarrassed.
Yeah, it's kind of like a free brawl.
No, it's not even a free brawl. See, a free brawl is, at least, I mean, that's Joe Frazier. Whereas a man who is capable of using his tools and who is very determined in his savage, relentless attack. Mm-hmm. Whereas those son of a bitch are cowardice. I mean, turning their heads, swinging their punch, and after the second round, they're out of breath. I mean, they're really pathetic looking. I mean, very, very amateurish. I mean, even a boxer, you see. Because a boxer, when they concentrate on two hands, disregard how amateurish they are, they do their thing.
That's right. They're in the water. They're really...
But whereas those guys go out there, they haven't decided what the hell they're going to use.
Yeah.
I mean, before they contact each other, they do all the fancy stands and all the fancy movement, but the minute they contact, they just don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. They missed and they fell on their asses and they tug and hold and wrestle and I mean the whole Hong Kong, they call it Shaman Zai Da Gao. That's the interpretation. Even in Hong Kong.
And
can you imagine that? I mean, even those guys see it that way. I mean,
yeah.
What do you think of the appreciation of people here?
Yeah, right.
Well, period.
That's right. The level is still so...
Well, what I'm hoping to do in film is to be just that, man, to raise the level.
It's a real mission there, really.
Yeah, it really. I mean,
actually, not only raise the level, actually upgrade...
That's right,
gain respect from the Western world.
Well, that's what I hope to do, man, because, like here, I mean, you know, the reason I'm coming back is Warner Brothers wants me to do a television series.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'll do it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to concentrate, you know, in Hong Kong and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, start from there and actually there's...
And actually, you might be able to expand it to here.
That's
like
right.
The Italian picture, a fistful of dollars and things like that, if the quality can be uplifted.
Yeah.
And that's what I, you know...
Well, that's actually...
More and more, Dan. I mean, it's becoming more and more simple to me. As a human being, and more I search myself, and more, I mean...
I think you're all right.
I mean, the questions are more and more lifted, and more and more I see clearly, you know.
It's really the simplicity.
It is, and, it really is, man. I mean, what it is that what man has to get over is the consciousness.
Yeah.
The consciousness of himself.
And I always remember you say you have to sharpen your tools, you know. Basic tools. If you've got tools working properly, well, then you
That's
can
it.
Use them. Yeah.
You see, I mean, here it is. When you, if you can move with your tools from any angle, then you can adapt to whatever the object is in front of you.
That's right.
And the clumsier, the more limited the object, the easier for you to pot shot it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it amounts to.
That's right. I think... sometimes,
and more, and I mean, really, what it is that it utilizes the body to come to some sort of a realization, disregard whatever your pursuit happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, is the pursuit of becoming moment to moment, whatever that thing is, and constantly questioning myself, you know, what is this, Bruce? Is it true or is it not true?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really mean it or not mean it?
Yeah.
Once when I found that out, that's it. I mean, like my coming back to refuse the television series is one of the major decisions.
That's right. That's right. Well, you actually reach the point, you become very, actually quite philosophical. You see the ultimate goal.
Well, let me say this. I mean, I haven't as yet been able to control my anger. Which I have a violent anger.
This comes by season, by age.
not only that, but I mean, if I have given me the time to just stop for a few minutes, I will be able to control it. But unfortunately, I mean, like let's say if Lao Dai Chin is manly enough, instead of going to the newspaper or walk up to me and slap me, that's the end of him.
Yeah,
I mean, I have yet been able to turn the other cheek, man.
Well, in fact, I think the fact you right now, you, I would say 10 years ago, if you're Lao Dai Chin, you just say, okay, pick your time, I'm going to just
take the time.
Yeah.
I will
go
take the time. You said I won't even say anything. I'll just show up right in. Right in front of his door waiting for him.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. I mean, I have yet refused one challenge ever since I was in the United States.
Yeah.
Wong Dartmouth and all these bullshit artists. All of them.
Yeah. So, well...
I just accept it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, the fact that you're able right now to
ask myself is that, do I have any fear or any doubt about this man?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
And do I know what his intention is? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Then what the hell are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right.
That's it. Well, I mean, it takes a hell of a lot for me to not to do anything than to do something.
The fact you made this decision, it's actually a process of maturity.
That's right. Not maturity. There is no such word as maturity. Maturing. Damn right, man.
Continually striving.
When there is a maturity, there is a conclusion and a
cessation,
man. That's the end. That's when the coffin is closed.
That's right. Yeah. It's always continually.
You might be deteriorating physically in the long process of aging, but shit, man, in your discovering daily is still the very same. Every day.
Well, I think you're actually getting to a point where you remember the two Chinese scrolls, Yi Mo Fa, Wei Yao Fa, Mo Han, you're reaching these points, approaching these points.
That's the most important thing. And because when there is a way, man, there lies the limitation.
That's right.
When there is a circumference, it traps, and when it traps, it rots, and when it rots, it is lifeless.
That's right. Well, whatever you said has been making a great impact now in my training, in my thinking of the martial art as a whole. I mean, it seems like once you talk to you and so on, working this, you never would ever go back to what you've been doing, like camp or whatever. You reach another level of understanding, and you're looking back.
Because
like
man, I mean, he's constantly growing.
Yeah.
And when he is bound by a set pattern of ideas or way of doing things, that's when he stops growing.
That's right. Very much so.
Well, I'm lucky.
Well,
that's about it.
Actually, you have influenced many people in terms of freedom from their original boundary,
I hope so.
Yeah, well.
I hope so.
Danny was just excited all over yesterday.
Yeah, he was at my house the night before.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was really turned on.
Yeah.
So he didn't want us to do any more heavy bag kicking. He wanted us to just actually instep a little bit. We're gonna we have three people yesterday. That's all he's gonna within our little group.
Yeah, because when you use your leg, it is much better to use it to. I mean, to kick at the foam pad or something like that.
Yeah.
Watch out with the thigh kick on air kicking too much, because it's bad for the knee joint.
Knee joint is dangerous, huh?
Well, I mean, if you snap it too much, without resistance at the end,
That's right.
Well, just think of economical
moves. Yeah. There's a kickboxing association right in Hollywood Boulevard. I've yet to go see it.
They have kickboxing. You have seen kickboxing.
Oh, yeah, right. I
saw it in Thailand personally.
I think you killed all these guys. I'm
the
sure.
The bantamweight, champion, in fact, was one of the stuntmen.
Uh-huh.
I was sure.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with them is that they are the John L. Sullivan with their legs.
Yeah.
I mean, no finance.
No finance at all. They do actually, I guess if they manage to step in and wrap the rear of your thigh, and that hurts, I'm not sure, that's usually what they try to cause the opponent to completely give up, in that they just actually wrap into a thing.
Well, not all of them, they do that, you know, but, well, they, you can do that when you are stationary, you see, but not when you're constantly moving,
That's true.
I mean, man.
Well, I feel like the Japanese has incorporated the sweeping kick on their Thailand's high kick, and then really, somehow, you can see the Thailand people when they reach, their foot is in the air, and then try to kick, and the moment they kick, the Japanese boxer will move in and sweep the foot away or make a judo throw, and poor Thai just having trouble to maintain balance, because the kick is too high.
And too obvious.
Too obvious, right. Well,
that's the whole deal, you see. There's no suddenness, no economy.
No suddenness.
That's why,
and there's no actually broken rhythm either. You can see it coming.
That's right. That's Don L. Sullivan. That's why 80% of the knockout is by hand.
By hand, right. That's why this guy, crazy Raymond Adler, making all those things.
Oh, shit. You put him in the ring, man. The boxer would just...
Boxer would just
hit out of him.
Right.
So that goes to show you, I mean.
Well,
okay then. I'm packing right now.
Yeah, I know you're busy, and I want to be sure I at least have a chance to say hello to you.
Thank you. Well, glad to hear your voice again. And, I'm selling my house, you know.
I heard Danny told me about. And anything you want me to help you clean or something like that, for instance.
Thank you.
Then let me know.
Well, I'm, you know, this time I'm getting the beacon, man. Yeah, well, with all this goddamn too much trouble, I just let them do it.
You know, you saw it
right
you
now, right now I'm just sorting out, you know, what I need back there, and I just, you know, I'm gonna bring some of my books, you know, and some of my clothes, and that's about it.
Yeah, you're gonna sort of store the things, and when you come back, you get another.
If I come back, I mean, depending on how the film situation is, if it is good, then I'm gonna buy another house.
Well, I think actually whatever you do over there would have a tremendous impact of the of your work over here.
Depending. I mean, how the quality of it is gonna be.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not talking about myself alone. You see, I mean, directing, budget wise, and cinematographer wise. A lot of things. Lighting, cinematic. Everything.
You think is Hong Kong, for instance, showers, actually, they are quite up to standard, is it?
Not really.
Not really?
But they can be. I mean, you know...
Given the manpower and the facilities, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the Hollywood of China.
Of China, right. They make more films sometimes, I know, in a year than the Hollywood area.
I mean, that's about it, you know.
Now, you actually, in The Big Boss, you speak up Cantonese, right?
Yep.
And then what do they do?
They just dub it. All the men are in the picture, I thought.
Yeah. I see.
All of them.
Are they going to come over here sometime? When?
Yeah, well, it will be, I mean, but I don't know when, because like I told you, I mean, because of his tremendous success, they're really, I mean, you know, holding it back, you know.
Oh, I see.
Trying to get the best deal they can, and they're trying to distribute it.
I don't blame them.
Rank, you know, in England, trying to distribute it in all over England.
I see.
I don't know how the deal come about. I opened a film company, you know, recently called Concord. And my partner is, you know, coming over next week, so I should find out more about it.
I see. Good. Well, we are eagerly waiting for this film to be here.
Man. I think you will like it.
Jing Moment, you're still in the middle of it, right?
That's you.
I finished already.
I died afterwards.
Oh, you are. That's historical figures. You have
No. I am Falcon Garp's student.
I see.
You see, I'm not Falcon Garp himself. That is more interesting because Falcon Garp is, you know, you sort of limited because, you know, you gotta follow what the history goes.
Yeah.
So I'm actually portraying his student.
Oh, portray his student.
Yeah, and very interesting because I fought with the Japanese and the Russian and all that, just like Falcon Garp. And the fight scenes are, you know, really tremendous. I mean, I like them myself, so you can imagine, you know, I mean, if I if I enjoy them. So, you know, the regular people, you know, should really dig them.
Do they all find their own style? Russian, for instance, like the Russian wrestling?
No. The Russians fight, you know, like karate and all this boxing, wrestling, everything, all together. And I bite him and everything. Yes, man, all help. At the end, you know, Joe guy, you know, at the rented area.
Yeah.
Remember, Bad Gokin Guan?
Yeah, that's right.
When dogs and Chinese are not allowed in the park and all that.
Uh-huh.
Remember in Shanghai?
Yeah, I know, the history.
Well, exactly, you're doing that. And at the end, you know, I died under the gun.
Gun,
you know,
yeah, under the gun, yeah.
But it's a very worthwhile death because it means, you know, the Jing moment and the Chinese and all that. And I walk out and I say, fuck you, man, here I come. Boom, I leap out and leap up in the air. And then they stop the frame. And then, like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, you know.
Yeah.
Except I just, they stop the frame, so I'm in the middle of the air.
Uh-huh. It's very honorable.
Yep.
In.
According to the Chinese fashion.
That's
of
right.
Course. And the audience will eat it up.
I know that.
Boy, you should see the film goer in Hong Kong. They're very, very... They're too much.
They're too much.
I mean, when they don't like it, they just say, Deo la ma dim wi da! Like that.
Yeah.
When they like it, they clap their hands.
They clap their hands.
You know, that's what it is.
Well, I think you're going to have more films coming up in that same idea, more higher caliber of...
The third film, when I'm going to Europe to film it, it's about a Chinese, you know, who doesn't know how to speak English and landed in somewhere in a Western country. And where he carries ancient weapon and dart and all that. And then the fourth one is going to be very, very much like The Silent Flute, except it's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where it shows how a man started off, you know. Well, you will see it in the future. I mean, it's very meaningful and entertaining as well.
You know, I heard this, there's a film that, a picture is taken over here, something about Chinese Kung Fu and all that, where you're in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It's a television deal.
It's called Kung Fu, and I was supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But the network decided against it.
Mm.
And Warner wants me to be in another television series, you know. And I'm glad they decided against it. Because if not, I would have been tied up this year.
That's right. You mean they're still shooting that yet? Huh?
Yep.
Well, when you come back and do another good series, I don't think...
Television is really, I mean...
It's one shot job, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you look at all the television series. I mean, all of them are gimmick,
that's right.
Shallowly treated.
That's very much so.
I mean, you look at it, Mannix, I mean, Ironside. I mean, it's all fast money, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, unlike a film where you can...
Everything's got to be here.
You know, you can put, you can put a few months in it, you know, and work on it.
Yeah.
But not television, man. You got to finish in 1 week.
That's right.
And how can you keep up the quality every week?
Very much so. Yeah.
And people get tired of it.
Yeah, and even so, sometimes you got...
I mean, it's not my bag, you know what I mean, Dan? I mean, it's my personality, you know.
You want to really actually get deep
into
the quality of it.
That's right. You know, money comes second.
That's right. I think sometimes that could be a very much of an issue.
That's why I disband all the schools of this, you know, because it is very easy for a member to come in and take the agenda as the truth.
Yeah.
And the schedule as the way.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You have to pick a few ones that true diehard followers. I don't go out and, this is JKD, you know, because this could really not only...
That's why I tell Dan, you know, to be careful in selecting more students. You should help him in that area, because Dan is
not
really, you know,
at
times.
Very true. So that's, you can rest on me. I'm going to set a...
Great.
I've been working with Dan a lot anyway, so we're real close together, so...
Right. Well, Dan, what he has to...
Nothing up
there. Dan, I told him last time, is that he's becoming very stylized. He has all the preparation before kicking.
Yeah.
And I seems like his consciousness is really dominating. You know, something is bugging you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think a heavy bag kicking has actually, too much of the heavy bag kicking has affected him in that he got too much body twisting, you know, instead of just go right, zoom,
instead of
right
boom, and then get the power in the momentum rather than in the preparation prior to that.
And I guess
you can kick heavy bag that way, but you cannot kick opponent that way.
Yeah. Well, his instep, I think he was yesterday was checking because his toe touching first instead of flat.
Yep.
So he's working on it real hard. And, we sort of had a taste of it, and we'll try to not getting too much heavy weight, rather get the suddenness of movement, and just a few of us are going to work on it. So, well, if you have any other, before you leave, any training session or something.
Training session? I'll be so goddamn busy. Well, anyway. But, wait a minute.
Want to see you personally, too, so.
Okay, man. Okay, so, let's see now.
I'll say it'll be another year or so before you come back.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I have your phone number. So, you know, if anything should happen, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Okay?
You'll come over just a few minutes. It's,
okay,
satisfying.
Great.
Good talk to you, Bruce.
Stay here, man.
Well, take care now.
Thanks for calling, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.